KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 18 degrees. We're looking forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 48, with winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour, partly cloudy tonight, low of 33. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And in Southwest Iowa News, the Creston Police Department this morning said officers investigated four incidents on Thursday. Two women, one from Creston, the other from Afton, reported to police that someone had stolen the license plates off of their vehicles. Both plates, one of them reading HUP779, the other CNT268, are registered in Union County. A woman in Creston reported to police that sometime overnight, Wednesday into Thursday morning, someone tried to break into her vehicle in the 600 block of North Mulberry Street in Creston. The damage was estimated at $250. And a woman residing in the 300 block of South Lincoln Street in Creston reported Thursday morning that sometime between 7 and 10 p.m. Wednesday, give or take, the rear window of her 2009 Kia Barrejo had been broken out, and the damage was estimated at $250. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer yesterday said three people were arrested, three juveniles charged with theft and minor in possession of alcohol, and five persons were cited over nearly the past 4 weeks. Most recently, on November 7th, 36-year-old Jeremiah Micah Job of Audubon was arrested for theft in the third degree and interference with official acts. Job was transported to the Audubon County Jail and appeared before the magistrate the following day. The Audubon County Sheriff's deputies assisted in his arrest. On October 20th, three juveniles, two 14-year-olds and a 13-year-old, all from Audubon, were charged with theft in the fifth degree and minor in possession of alcohol. They were released to a parent. On the 19th, a 16-year-old juvenile from Audubon was arrested for criminal mischief in the first degree. That person was transported to the Council Bluffs Juvenile Detention Center and held. And on October 16th, Audubon police arrested 33-year-old Jeremy John Holdsworth of Audubon. Holdsworth was charged with domestic abuse causing injury. He later appeared before the magistrate, posted bond, and was released. He was also presented with a no-contact order, and again, Audubon County deputies assisted in his arrest. Chief Starmer said also that five individuals were charged and subsequently released on a promise to appear for allowing dogs to run at large in Audubon. Four of the five were repeat offenders. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that arrested in Tabor Wednesday night was 41-year-old Jerry Joseph Richardson from Malvern. Richardson was taken into custody on a warrant for burglary in the first and sexual abuse in the second degrees, domestic abuse, assault, and harassment in the first degree. He was being held without bond at the Mills County Jail. And Tuesday afternoon, 26-year-old Marcus Jonathan Morgan of Hastings was arrested on a warrant for violation of a no-contact or protective order. He was also being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office Thursday reported one person was injured and two others checked by paramedics following a three-vehicle accident Wednesday morning south of Harlan. Authorities said a 2007 Honda four-door driven by 29-year-old James Miller of Hancock and a 2002 Toyota RAV4 driven by 70-year-old Brett Anderson of Papillion, Nebraska were both northbound on Highway 59 at the 68-mile marker and had stopped in a construction zone area. 51-year-old Darian Robinson of Shelby, who was driving a 2006 Hyundai Tiburon and also northbound on Highway 59, told authorities he couldn't slow down in time for the vehicles in front of him and as a result struck the rear end of Anderson's SUV, causing that vehicle to be pushed into the Miller vehicle rear end. All three vehicles were moved onto the shoulder of the road prior to arrival of authorities. Miller and his passenger, Amanda Miller, were checked out by medevac ambulance personnel but did not request immediate transport to the hospital. Anderson was transported to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan for treatment of possible injuries. And authorities cited Robinson for failure to maintain control. Damage to the three vehicles amounted to $16,000. In other news, State Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald is spreading the news about College Savings Iowa across the entire state with a year-end giveaway. College Savings Iowa is giving away a $529 plan contribution to a family in each of Iowa's 99 counties, and one grand prize winner from all entrants will receive a $1,529 College Savings Iowa contribution. Fitzgerald says as the end of the year approaches, many families start to think about gifts to give their children and grandchildren. A College Savings Iowa account could be the perfect gift, and our giveaway is an opportunity to help boost your family's education savings. So from now until the end of the year, families with children and grandchildren under the age of 18 can register to win. Those interested can visit Iowa529contest.com to read the official rules and register for their chance to win before December 31st. College Savings Iowa offers families a tax-advantaged way to save money for their children's higher education with tax-free withdrawals for qualified expenses. Investors can withdraw their investment federally tax-free to pay for qualified higher education expenses, which includes tuition, books, supplies, certain room and board costs at any eligible college, university, community college, technical training school, or apprenticeship program in the U.S. or abroad. Families can find great resources and answers about College Savings Iowa by visiting the website, collegesavingsiowa.com. Iowa taxpayers have the additional benefit of being able to deduct contributions of up to $3,439 per beneficiary account from their 2020 Iowa income taxes. And again, if you'd like to learn more about that, just visit collegesavingsiowa.com or you can always call 888-672-9116. For other information about future giveaways and events, find College Savings Iowa on Facebook and Twitter. Morningside College in Sioux City will become Morningside University next year, the Sioux City Journal reports. The school announced the change on Thursday in a news conference on the school's campus. Morningside President John Reinders said the name change has the potential to open new doors and new hearts within the global marketplace. Reinders said the main difference between a college and university is that a university generally offers both undergraduate and graduate degrees. He said Morningside has offered graduate degrees since the late 1960s and now serves more graduate students than undergraduates. An official said the new name change takes effect on June the 1st. On a press conference late Thursday morning, Governor Kim Reynolds said since November 1st, there have been more than 37,000 new cases of COVID-19 in Iowa at an average positivity rate statewide of 21.8%. She broke down the cases to their respective age brackets.
New cases were primarily among adults, 23% among adults ages 18 to 29, 16% were among adults in their 30s, 15% were in their 40s, and 14% were in their 50s. Older adults in their 60s, 70s, and above the age of 80 accounted for a combined 20% of our new cases. And 11% of the cases were among children under the age of 18.
While the highest number of cases of new cases continue to be in the most populated counties, smaller rural counties are far exceeding them when comparing cases per 100,000 population.
We're seeing significant community spread across our entire state, both in our metro and rural communities. COVID-19 does not discriminate based on geography. The virus is present in all of our communities, and all of us can help stop its spread.
She said, contrary to some media reports warning people may not be able to receive care because hospital beds are full of COVID patients, Reynolds' team has assured her that that is not the case.
While hospitals are experiencing sharp increases in patient volume due to the impact of COVID-19, they still are accepting patients. In fact, most hospitals are continuing to provide elective surgeries, although some have scaled back to open beds for more patients as needed. Reducing elective surgeries is one way to expand capacity when necessary, and hospitals are monitoring that closely on a daily basis and postponing some scheduled procedures.
The governor said there's been a significant increase in hospitalizations of patients ages 60 and older, many of whom have other health issues. And the governor says that Test Iowa sites have reopened after being closed for the Veterans Day holiday on Wednesday. Each site has added 200 more appointments to their daily schedules. She said 520 appointments will be available at the Council Bluffs site. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.